Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. Throughout agriculture headlines, we continue to see the farm economy is facing some real pressure. Corn growers are dealing with tight margins, high input costs, and uncertainty in key markets. And while a lot of those challenges show up on the farm, many of the decisions shaping the outcomes are being made in Washington, D.C., from the next farm bill to fertilizer pricing, trade agreements like the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, and the ongoing push for year-round E15, there are several policy issues right now that could have a big impact on corn demand and farm profitability, which is why we have with us Derek Steen joining. He is the Director of Public Policy for Missouri Corn. Derek works closely with policymakers and national partners to make sure Missouri corn growers have a voice in these conversations. Derek, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. It's great to be here.
Derek, let's start off with the big picture. From your perspective, as you work with policy every day, what are some of the big issues corn growers need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, you know, I don't think any time in the recent past has there been more things going on, both domestically and around the world, that are potentially impacting farmers here in the U.S. and certainly here in Missouri. You know, we're paying attention to basically the basics here. The bottom line and profitability is top of mind for us. And so that keeps us focused on prioritizing the policy issues that are affecting the bottom line, frankly. And so whether it be the cost of growing a crop and trying to reduce those costs, the safety net through some work on the farm bill, but certainly when it comes to growing corn demand, both domestically and around the world, to try and counter what have been several years of low prices. Those are the things that we're prioritizing that we think are the big ticket issues here in Washington that are needing attention. And there's several things on the table right now in that policy world that we're working on.
Now, we've been waiting on farm bill conversations for many, many years now. Well, it's well overdue. And in fact, it was covered a bit in some other bills without actually getting a farm bill itself done. Now we're talking a farm bill 2.0 that's getting some attention. Why is this legislation important to get across the finish line, especially for corn growers?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the One Big Beautiful Bill last year did take care of some big ticket items that would have otherwise been in the farm bill. But Congress has picked the farm bill back up, particularly in the last 30 days in the House Ag Committee, and has moved it on. It'll be likely debated on the House floor here in the next week or two. You know, it's important to have a five-year comprehensive farm bill. There are many things that were left behind that weren't included last year. Some issues around farm loan rates, some other critical things that need to get done. But the fact is, we need a five-year farm bill to be passed because it helps preserve what has been a bipartisan nature of the bill. And we need that tradition to continue for that reason.
Another issue that's going on is fertilizer pricing, input costs constantly being talked about. What is happening there? I know there's been some bills put forward to add a little bit more transparency to how that works. And why is that getting more attention in Washington?
Yeah, so it was reported just a week or two ago that the Department of Justice was looking into some of the fertilizer industry, specifically just some of the pricing practices of that industry. This is something that the corn growers has been calling for a while. We feel like the consolidation in the fertilizer industry over the years, we're down to just like four or five major players in that industry. And when that occurs, it limits competition, and we feel like it's elevated the price of fertilizer as a result. So, you know, we're thankful that the DOJ is looking at this and taking a serious look at it. We're thankful that President Trump has also signed an executive order back in December asking the DOJ to look at this. So we're thankful for his attention to it as well. The price of fertilizer is going to be probably the most expensive part of growing a crop this year. It was already going to be. And with the war and the conflict in Iran, I think, you know, we're going to see those prices continue to increase this spring for growers. So it's top of mind. There's other areas in the fertilizer market where we're focusing attention to. There's countervailing duty placed on phosphate that's imported from Morocco, around 16%. We've been calling on the administration to drop that countervailing duty. It's just adding to the increased cost of phosphorus fertilizer in the U.S. as well. So lots of things happening right now on the fertilizer front. And hopefully, you know, we can be successful in bringing down the cost of fertilizer, which is just going to be just an extremely expensive proposition this year.
For growers listening, we all know there's antitrust laws that exist out there, very valuable in the last century. So we have them already in place, and we know competition is an issue right now with the fertilizer market. How is that conversation going on Capitol Hill, and why does it matter so much for farmers?
I think it's going well. I mean, we've been talking to members of Congress about this for probably 4 or 5 years, this competition space issue in the market for fertilizer. And I think they all understand it as well. There's probably not an easy solution to it necessarily. And so the policy around that, I think, gets tricky. And of course, you know, you have an industry that's pushing back at the same time. So I think the important thing here is for there just to be some objectivity of some objective review by the USDA and by DOJ to take a look to see if something looks fishy. And if it does, they need to dig in deeper. So, you know, ultimately this comes down to ensuring that American farmers are competitive across the world stage. It's important to national security. It's important to food security. So it is something of utmost importance, I think, to national policy.
Let's go to trade as well. You mentioned that the US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is being reviewed soon. Why is that so important to not only watch, but participate in?
Yeah, so this is a huge one for really all of agriculture in the U.S. And certainly in Missouri. Mexico and Canada are our top export customers, partners, if you will, in the agricultural space, certainly for corn. Mexico is the largest buyer of corn. Canada is the largest buyer of ethanol. It's our two largest exports. And so those are markets that we need to retain, if not grow. And so this agreement that we call the USMCA has been instrumental to a lot of the growth we've seen in those two markets. And it's something that, you know, we're fighting for to keep. We know that there's a lot of pressure on USMCA at the White House and that they may, you know, be renegotiating some pieces of that unrelated to agriculture. But we're trying to make the point to Congress and to the administration that this is a big deal to agriculture and that extending this agreement is a absolute top priority for Missouri corn farmers, if not the entire agricultural industry.
We've talked a lot about it on Missouri Corn Talk, but another priority is year-round E15 for corn growers. Why is that issue so important on Capitol Hill?
Well, E15 obviously is a demand growth policy for corn. You know, if we can increase the blend in gasoline by a couple percent, it makes a big deal at the end of the year as far as the corn grind, the amount of corn demand that creates. So, you know, we've been pushing for E15 for a number of years. We've been really close in the past. We were really close this past January. We've ran into some issues with just really a few oil refineries that kind of put the brakes on passing that. And so we're trying to overcome that right now in Congress. And Congress is taking it pretty serious. We do expect Congress to come out with a proposal to move E15 forward, hopefully within the next week or two. But we'll still have to find a way to get it passed through both the House and the Senate. So, you know, ultimately, this is about building demand for corn through ethanol domestically. And so the E15, making that year-round and available nationwide, has been a top priority of ours for a couple of years running now.
Derek Steen is the Director of Public Policy for Missouri Corn. Derek, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
While many of these conversations are happening in Washington, the outcomes have real impacts here at home. That's why Missouri Corn continues to work with national partners and policymakers to advocate for solutions that strengthen the farm economy and create long-term demand for corn. And that's going to do it for this episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about educational efforts and how Missouri Corn is working to strengthen future markets, be sure to subscribe, visit mocorn.org, or follow on our social channels. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week for another Missouri Corn Update.